Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Steiny Guru, Steiny Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go!
Yes, sir! Coming up at 11 o'clock, Kelly Iko. He writes for The Athletic. He covers the Houston Rockets. And if you get a chance between now and 11, check out his story. It was about what, if any, adjustments the Rockets can actually make to try to get back into this series. Not like they're out of it at 1-0, but really good story. And if you're kind of a leatherhead? You know how they say a seam head in baseball?
Yeah. Leatherhead?
No, I just made it up.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a leatherhead and you want to get inside the game, I would I'd recommend that story by Kelly Iko, and he's going to join us at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, and speaking of leather, life's amazing. You know, I'm driving in, and I got an invite, and somebody asked for you to come with me, and I was like, you know what? This is my honest response. It's probably a long shot, but we're going to go to the Giants game Friday against the Rangers.
Yeah.
And you took me up on the invite, and I'm excited because I think you're not going to flake.
I'm not.
All right.
Hey. Speaking of leather, I'm watching the Celtics Town again last night.
Dude, I got to check it out.
I totally forgot about Paul Pierce getting stabbed.
Man, he almost
11 times.
He almost lost his life.
They said the only reason he didn't die is because he was wearing a leather jacket.
Wow, man. I'll never forget that. Yeah, some stuff going on.
I tell you what, I've been watching it, and I'm coming around a little bit on KG.
I mean, and what's there to come around?
Well,
find reasons to not like people that you never met.
Well, of course.
You're the internet.
Have you met Michael Jordan?
No.
Yeah, you love him. What's the difference? So
the propaganda ensues.
You know, I'm starting to realize that this Kevin Garnett he's a legitimate lunatic.
And he left it all out there, all 48, every damn game.
Yeah. All right. So we're talking Warriors-Rockets game two tonight, 6:30 tip-off. And, you know, I was thinking about it this way. You know how I all feel about officiating. Fine.
Your dad was a ref.
You can't. But the reality is you cannot ignore the fact that the officiating is different in the playoffs.
I like it that way. Do you?
I
Denver Clippers? It's like football.
I am totally on board with something BJ Armstrong said.
Oh.
And he said he's enjoying these playoffs more than he's enjoyed playoffs in decades.
Wow.
And I agree. I love the way the game. I watched the whole Lakers-Minnesota game last night.
It is physical, Stein.
I thought was it a great game? I don't know, but it was a great game to watch. And, you know, the Warriors are going to be involved in that. And the other thing is, look, it's universal. I understand people think Curry gets hammered. But, you know, I'm listening to my guy Chris Finch last night saying, hey, how'd Julius Randle play? And he said, Julius was great tonight. He did an unbelievable job of playing through all the fouling fouls. You know, so everybody does it. It's part of the game, so we may as well talk about it a little. If we can do it responsibly, I'm willing. But my point is this. I think the idea that physicality hurts the Warriors is overblown. That's my main premise today.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to be honest and keep it real, Steiny.
Yeah.
The Steph Curry thing, I don't think he gets enough credit for going to the lab and being able to put it on the floor and finish and use that backboard like a Kyrie Irving. I don't think that gets talked about enough. He has improved that and almost mastered it to add that to his offensive repertoire. But with that said, I've never gone Warrior-wide in regard to, oh my gosh, where is the whistle? Because let's be honest, the Warriors don't have a lot of guys like that outside of, you know, when Jordan Poole was here getting to the free throw line. But now that you got Jimmy and I'm watching the playoffs, I love it. And I came in here and gave Houston credits, Donnie. You know, I don't feel like they were going for those pump fakes for Jimmy Butler, but for him to only go to the charity stripe in game one six times, I'm like, kudos. And Jimmy knowing, I don't know if you recognize this, Donnie, I got to go up and shoot this thing because these youngsters ain't falling for it. So we saw him shoot more with that mid-range and that turnaround fadeaway. He hit him, but he knew what time it was. Like, I don't think I'm going to get bailed out 18 to 20 times. It may happen in these playoffs because they're calling it, you know, they're letting stuff go. And I love it.
So I started to ask myself the question, well, if Jimmy Butler is legitimately better in the playoffs, how come? How come?
He's more aggressive.
And he must be more physical.
19 and shots,
more. And he must thrive in the playoff atmosphere and the way the physicality is amped up. So, listen, the other thing about Curry is,
the chef.
With the you know, the grabbing and the clutching is, you know, you always talk about going to the lab. He has been in the lab for 16 years, lifting weights, getting stronger. Remember when he came into the league? He was scrawny.
You see those videos of him? It's like, wow.
So, you know, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
He's a lot stronger than Jalen Green. And the reality is, the more I think about it, if the game turns physical, it might not benefit Steph Curry, but that doesn't benefit any perimeter player.
Wow.
But I'm maintaining that Curry, he deals with it as well or better than anybody that I've seen in terms of the physicality and then and taking advantage of it. All right, so there you have it. That'll do it for me today. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. Let's start out the show with, I don't want to introduce him. I'm done discussing sports. Now, I'll just say Caleb in Livermore.
Oh, man.
What's up, Caleb? Start us out. This is a big, you know what?
Ooh.
We'll talk about whether the first call is a big call okay. or not yeah. after the call.
Ricky Henderson, yeah. lead off.
It's game day, fellas.
Yes, woo! Sir. Yeah. Hey, speaking of woo, Ric Flair at the Lakers-Minnesota game last night.
So what?
Hey, there you go.
Well, guys, first off, though, man, Goo, it's great to see you back in.
Hey, right on,
everything
baby.
Everything is well with you and your family.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Just a few points, and then I'm going to leave off with one last little thing.
Okay.
Look, fellas. Let's just take it down a notch.
Oh,
Warriors won game
you
one.
You mean guru. Beyond. Now, be fair.
I'm listening, Caleb. Go
be
ahead,
fair.
Baby.
You
well,
mean guru.
Well, Friday, I don't know. Guru is a Laker fan, so I don't know.
I'm
going
to give you one.
But, look, the Houston Rockets are still in this series. They're the third seed for a reason.
Second.
They won 50-plus games. They're great defensively. What, they're the best rebounding team in the NBA. They have a lot of talented young players. Alperen Şengün was a problem.
Yeah.
That guy's good. And then you got guys like, obviously, Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet, who I believe who will not shoot four for, what, 55 like he did in game one. But I'm rolling with the Warriors in this series because at the end of the day, you got Steph and Jimmy,
yeah.
and those two are just they're just a different kind of breed. And there's been a lot of slack on these Warrior role players from the mainstream media, which is kind of sad. It goes to show you that they don't watch basketball. The Warriors have a really good bench. I mean, you got Pods, obviously. I think Quentin Post will be better in game two. You got Moses Moody hit a big shot late in that game. Gary Payton the second as a defensive player. So I got the Warriors in this game, but the Rockets got to be taken seriously. And here is my game two prediction. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Here we go. All right. 121-117 Warriors. I think it's going to be high scoring.
Wow.
And if I'm correct, guys, if I'm correct, mark it down. I deserve a reward from 95.7 again.
Okay. And we'll reward you by allowing you to talk on our radio station.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Even taking a shot at the host.
You know what? I should have asked him why he thought it was going to be a high-scoring game.
Because it was 95, Caleb, to 85.
Because they played an overtime game this year, and I don't think it was that high-scoring. Was it something like that, though?
Yeah, but one man.
I can't quite remember.
Would you guys like to guess what the total is for this game? It was 213 for game one.
Yeah. You guys caught me last Friday. I was having a little fun trying to cheat. I have not seen the total, Evan, so I'm going to go with 221.
Oh, I'm going to say 205.
You haven't looked at this, have you?
No.
Oh, it's God. 205 and a half.
Yeah, I don't.
And I believe
I would never know that number. But if it was 211 and it didn't even come close.
Go check him for cheating.
I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah, I see, that's one where I wish I would have said 104. But
I am with Caleb that 204. I like the over in tonight's game.
And we're going to ask you why.
Yeah, how come?
205 is not that. It's just.
Okay, gotcha. I thought you meant it's going to be 121.
No.
I got
you. Yeah, and I don't want to be Captain Obvious, Donnie, but I'm telling you, we are in a league and an era of shooting. And right now, the Rockets don't have a surplus of that. But for the continuance of their starting backcourt to be impotent when it comes to making shots, Caleb, anybody, tell me what's going to change in regard to, and I'm pointing these two guys out because they haven't brought it, and they haven't here recently against the Warriors, Jalen Green and Van Vliet. I just don't see that changing on this stage. But if that does, Stoney, I'll come in tomorrow and tell you all I was wrong. But, man, that's where this series starts and ends with me. They out-rebounded the Warriors by 26, and they still couldn't muster up more than 85 points. The Warriors are as good as them defensively, if not better, but they got guys that can put it in the hole on the offensive end. So, until I see Jalen Green get over whatever he's going through when he sees a Warrior jersey, and Van Vliet for that matter, Stoney, I can't pick the Rockets. So it's no disrespect. It's just show me.
What I'm saying?
Make them.
I actually think it is disrespect in a little way.
When it comes down to those
because here's why. Right. They've played one game.
But what about the other numbers you brought Friday?
But okay, so you say
1982.
I don't see it. I'm talking about Van Vliet and Jalen Green game one. You're like, I just can't see it changing. You don't think they're going to shoot better? I mean, do you really not think they're going to shoot better?
You know what?
Because if they don't, you're right. It's going to be a sweep.
Well, it's kind of hard, Stoney. What do you constitute better? Because you can't fall from the floor. And they were collectively awful yesterday, Sunday from three.
They were terrible. They were terrible. But you got to understand, on the other side in Houston, that gives them hope.
Yeah.
And it would give the Warriors hope if the roles were reversed and Curry was 8 for 25.
Yeah.
Now, Jalen Green doesn't have the experience or the resume that Steph Curry has. We know that. He's played one playoff game in his entire life. So I got to wait another game.
Okay.
I have to wait another game. I've seen too many seven-game series where game two does not resemble game one.
And that's fair as all outdoors. But I'm going to say something that I'll pick up from where Caleb left off to defend Jalen Green. Stoney, I got to tell you, he had an awful game one. You did the research in regard to him against the Warriors here in the last umpteen games
or
so.
Van Vliet.
Van Vliet, excuse me. But for Jalen Green to be getting rocks thrown at him for what he did the last 3 to 4 games as far as an output production in regard to points when they had the 2-seed locked up, I think that's a bit unfair. Oh, he had five that's against fair. The Lakers. He played 15
that's
minutes.
Fair.
They were playing. But people are going to that to add to the game one misfortunes. And I'm like, man, I just think that's kind of odd. But it is what it is. Shout out Cam and Mace and their podcast.
I think that's a good point. Yeah. In fact, I'm like, damn,
let a brother breathe.
I just realized that I know why I sound like an ass. What? I just said, no, that's a really good point. You know, in fact, I hadn't even thought of that. That makes it sound like you thought something that I didn't. So, you know, like, you know what I mean? It doesn't sound.
But it happens a lot.
Come on. I needed your support.
I noticed
a bad habit of mine and I was trying to bring it out. You're right. Evan has told me those numbers that Jalen Green scored the last 3 or 4 games. And never once did I say, well, how many minutes did they play? Or never once did I say, well, they had it all wrapped up. So you're right.
Yeah.
That's why I got to see another game.
But to the Warrior fans out there, if we could just take our da-dun-da-duns off and, you know, our Warrior paraphernalia off, Steiny, at the end of the day, I know the Warriors are 7 seed and the Rockets are 2 seed. But at the core of your basketball essence, who's the better team, partner? Right, like, and I'm just asking you that.
Well, I mean, Koo, they've played one playoff game.
So, yes,
the Rockets played very poorly, probably had to do with the Warriors.
Right.
The Warriors, like, yes, right now the Warriors look like a better team.
Even before game one.
But if I were to, what if I were to have asked you that after a game 3 weeks ago when the Rockets shut down the Warriors? Or shut down Curry, more like it. So that's why it's a fickle game at times.
I got you.
Let's go to Savala in Richmond. Hey, Savala, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. Game day.
Hey.
Game day. I'm feeling blessed and highly favored, just like my Warriors, and I'm super excited. I have a little something to say to both of you. I'll start with Steiny. I feel like, you know, what worries me about the physicality and...
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
The idea that it doesn't matter how physical the game is for the Warriors, Steiny, is that...
Listen, I hate to interrupt you. I didn't say it didn't matter.
Then don't interrupt.
Well, you're misquoting me. I didn't say
they
couldn't do it. I said the idea that it doesn't favor them, I want to talk about.
Okay. Well, then let me correct what I'm saying, just like you did. What worries me is the idea that these games might come down to the last few minutes and a few points. And we know that sometimes that's the result of free throws, right? So if the refs let them play, and I love seeing that in the playoffs, it makes for such a juicy, exciting game. If they don't distribute their foul calls fairly, then that, I think, can hurt the Warriors. Like with Steph, when he gets fouled and he doesn't get to the line because there's no call, right? So as long as the refs are doing a pristine job being fair and unbiased, I'm with you. But it hinges on the refs being pristine and unbiased for me. And I don't, like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I don't, I've seen enough games where I do wonder a little bit.
Yeah, I like that.
And Guru.
Hey.
I love your little voice so much. It's so cute. Every time I hear it on the radio, it brings a smile to my face. But I do feel like you used this expression early on in the show, and someone has got to break it to you that it's die on that hill, not die on that heel. And I feel like when you say die on that heel, some of your listeners might be confused.
Now, I love you, and I want to ask you, because you got me fired up, where are you watching the game at tonight? I'm into that.
I'm watching the game at home with my daughter.
All right, I got you.
She's a fan.
Now,
where are you watching the game?
With Pops, my dad, Norm, in Union City. But real quick, back to the heel. It's H-I-L-L, so I say die on the heel. Steiny, I know you can back me up. I'm not saying the heel.
I don't know. I felt like you were talking about foot anatomy. That's what I heard when you said it.
I'm not Rex Ryan. I ain't into the feet.
I love you guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Yeah, Goo. Hey, what's Bonte's last name?
The heel. Yeah, Keegan. I got to say this. I'm stealing from her. I've been around 50 years. I have never once, Evan, when somebody asks how I'm doing, said, I'm highly favored. I'm about to use that. Just think about it. How you doing, Steiny? I'm highly favored. That means somebody's in your corner. I'm stealing that, young lady. You damn, what is she?
You oughta.
Dude, what's up with you?
Can I talk now? I don't want to interrupt. You can't mischaracterize something and not expect to be interrupted.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
God love you, Savala.
Let it go.
And that, you know, that's half the problem in our world. We're not listening to what people are actually saying.
Yeah.
I didn't say that physical, like letting the, I want to walk off.
And
I want to pull a Devondre Campbell.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Too soon.
And if you guys thought I was saying die on the heel, then I'm a heel. I went to James Logan. Come on.
I can't speak to that.
But those are her ears and what she heard.
And she brought it up.
It's die on the heel, not heel.
It's not something that I would have ever brought up because I don't feel like that's my place. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I got a nice little voice, Goo.
I know your lingo. I know how it goes.
You feel what I'm putting down, brother?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the nerve of Savala to think you were saying heel, not hill, when your IQ's 143.
I should have brought that up.
What's she thinking? Big Smoothie wants to push back, probably on something I said.
What up, baby?
No. Love today, gentlemen.
Yes,
all right. Turn over a new leaf. And Goo, we say it in the church world all the time. I'm blessed and highly favored.
I love it. I'm using that daily.
So listen, man, the only one on the Rockets that's kind of concerning is Jabari Smith, if he ever gets it together. 6'10", he has a good jump shot, but he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have the, he's not a smart player. But I do disagree with one thing.
All right.
The Lakers didn't play well last night.
Did I say they did?
They got outplayed that second half.
Yeah.
If Minnesota just would have showed up a little bit,
well,
and Minnesota's going to be Lakers are in trouble, man.
They are
not playing well.
Mm. Well,
I don't know what's going on. They just sit around and watch Luka. Man, dude, their game is slow.
Man.
Everybody's watching Luka. The Lakers are in trouble. You heard it here first. The Lakers are not winning this
Smoothie,
series.
I'm with you, man.
Smooth.
I think LeBron might be a little gimpy, man. Something is going on. They are not playing well. I know they won that game, but, man, Minnesota sleepwalked. They were sleepwalking to the first half. I'm telling you.
I'm going to fight you on that one, Big Smoothie,
I'm going to let you have the last word.
It's fool's gold, man. It's fool's gold. They're not playing well.
Yeah. Gotcha.
The Lakers are not. Playing okay, but they didn't do a lot better than in that first game. They didn't do a lot better. Luka still scored a lot in that first game. You can't. That's not it. I'm telling you, man.
Well, we can. I want to get into. Luka getting off early. I mean, I'm not sure that's the best thing in the world.
Cost though, too, man.
Luka always gets off early. I'm telling you, that's not the determining factor.
No,
Luka can score 36 and they can still lose because the others, man, they don't have any rim protection at all. The Lakers, man, we're not worried about the Lakers. If we get by this round, we bring on the Lakers. But I don't think the Lakers, I'd rather play the Lakers in Minnesota because I'm telling you, when Reed starts hitting, you know Reed's going to have a game where he just goes crazy. Reed's going to have a game where he just hits but misses three shots out of the hole. He's just going to have a barrage of threes. He always does it. That game is still coming. And he just has to be more assertive. Let's stop comparing him to Jordan, man. Jordan was a cold-blooded killer.
And I think
we do a disservice by doing that.
Thanks, Big Smooth. Appreciate it. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union, 888-957-9570 is the number. Game two tonight, Warriors Houston Rockets. And I'm here to tell you that I'm not sure physicality is the worst thing that happens in a game if the Warriors are playing. I think the Warriors are fine if the game turns physical.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.